I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Deanna, I am just tickled today.
How so?
You know, sometimes when you see something and you say something,
right?
Great things happen.
What did you see and what did you say, Miss Emily?
On Facebook, I saw the cutest girl I've ever seen. She just makes these bags. She throws some, you know, deodorant, some hand sanitizer in them. She makes bags.
Okay.
Throws these beautiful things inside, marches her little body down the street, and hands them out to homeless people.
Well, I have a little clip here. She was on the show The Real.
Have you heard of it? I have.
And so we can check that out. Here we go.
Let's play a little clip.
After seeing the same people living on the streets during her daily walk to school, Chloe Thompson began to speak with them about how they ended up that way. They all needed the same basic things, and that gave Chloe an idea. So Chloe started Chloe Cares in order to give them important basic necessities like deodorant, toothpaste, and washcloths.
Right after school, I build some of my care bags. These are handmade by me and my grandma, and they're already filled and ready to go to be passed out to homeless women.
Now, when she sees someone in need, she springs into action. For Chloe, no dream is too small or too big, and there's no time like the present to act.
Time to make a difference. I'm 8 and I'm starting now.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
What the heck?
I mean, there are a lot of things that I wish I started at 8, but especially that big spirit of giving. That's beautiful.
I cannot wait to meet this girl.
An SPF face cream, which I started at 8.
Well,
you know,
sure,
right? That's
sure.
Another important one. I'm
one
just
to
saying,
grow on,
right?
Yeah.
Oof. The other thing that I read online, which was so staggering to me, is that in LA alone, there's over 40,000 people without a home. That's just like
not good.
It's not great. Let's bring her in here.
I can't wait.
So, Chloe, I want to tell you, this past weekend, I was at home just flipping through the Facebook. Someone I know had posted a video of you, and I'm like, well, who's this delightful young gal? And I press play, I watch this video, and I'm crying. I mean, just tears down my face. I immediately copied it. I sent it to Deanna. I go, we need this girl on our podcast immediately.
Stat.
And here you are. So first of all, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
So, and please tell everyone a little bit about what you do with Chloe Cares.
Well, I make these bags, and they're called care bags, and I pass them out to homeless women. And
when did you start doing that?
A year ago.
So walk us through, what was the light bulb moment? How did this brilliant, beautiful idea come to you?
I would pass the same homeless people on my way to school, and I would always ask my mom, how did they get there, or why are they there? And she would tell me, and I would always feel bad. And so I always asked her, what can I do to help?
And what did she say that you could do to help?
Well, we thought about it for a while, and then we thought for what we should do, and then we thought of Chloe Cares.
That's so nice. So you guys brainstormed, well, maybe they would need some products. Maybe they would need a bag they could use that isn't a paper bag or disposable that would fall apart. And you thought, okay, I can do that.
Is that how it went?
Well... I told my mom I don't want them to have a plastic bag.
Right.
I wanted them to have something really sturdy. And then she said, what do you want to make? And then I said, maybe I can make some bags out of fabric since my grandma, she's a seamstress.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Such a good skill.
So grandma had fabric. Did you guys like run out and grab some fabric or did she have it already?
She already had it and we've been getting really big donations of fabric, but we let them donate it to my grandma's house because they have a much bigger house than we do.
Oh, nice. So grandma's like getting big, huge barrels of fabric every day.
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
Is she overwhelmed?
No, because she gets to make some bags too, and I get to make some bags with her. I get to make some bags with my mom.
Oh, so, and I'm assuming when you guys first started this, you're just going, you're making the bag. Are you going to like a pharmacy and buying products for homeless women, or were you already getting donations right from the start?
Well, I sort of got donations from my grandma. Because she already started helping the homeless because she, at her church, they do lots of stuff like that.
Right.
And so we got a bunch of donations from that. And then my mom put it on her Facebook page that my daughter is starting her own charity. And so they went and they got some donations and she said we're to drop them off at her job. And then it just started from there and that's how we got all our donations.
How cool.
So when you gave your first bag, what happened? Who do you remember who you gave it to?
Yeah, her name was Michelle. And I gave her a hug and I told her my name and I told her, I introduced myself and I told her why I'm giving her the bag. And then I asked for her name.
And what did you say to her when you told her why you're giving her the bag?
I said, hi, my name is Chloe, and I saw you over here. I saw you over here, and I wanted to give you back. And so they always say thank you. And then I say, you're welcome.
That sounds right.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. And what did she say to you after, you know, did she look in the bag and see what was in it?
She looked inside of it and she said, God bless you.
Oh, that's nice.
Did it make you feel so good?
It made me feel really happy because I'm helping her.
So you learned, you had it, your grandma, you've seen her helping other people, helping homeless through the church. So you had some examples in life of like, hey, this is how, you know, if you have something, you can give it to somebody else and you can help. Does it seem like everybody should do that?
Well, it does seem like everybody should help. And so, yeah.
Do you feel like everybody is helping?
Sometimes I do, because when they help me, they're technically helping the world.
That's so
nice. How many bags do you think you've given out at this point?
Like about 200 around there.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Whoa. 200 handmade Chloe Care bags?
Yes.
So you live in Fullerton, California, right?
Yeah.
And are you known like in the community as the Chloe Cares the Chloe Cares girl?
Yes, some people know me as that. Like some workers at my where we live, and other people there, and I think some people that live there know.
And is there a big homeless situation in that area, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people without homes over there.
When you asked them why are you homeless? Did you ask that question?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I just come over there and sit down and have a conversation with them.
What have you learned?
I've learned that never to leave your side, never to leave your parents' side.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Why you've heard people like?
Well, a homeless person told me because she said that she came homeless because of something.
Like she left her home?
Because she ran away?
No, because of what her dad did to her.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you have good parents who are doing great things, you should never leave their side.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. What do people living on the streets maybe want from in a Chloe Cares bag?
They would want soap. They would get deodorant, soap, lotion, toothbrushes and toothpaste, washcloths.
Have you learned anything in the process that they're like, I love the washcloth, but I'd rather have a...
No, I've never said that.
Okay.
Just grateful.
They're just grateful that they actually got something.
That's really nice.
Are your friends, have you got any little friends who are also doing this with you?
Yes, my whole class, we had a class competition. We have table groups.
What's a table group?
So we have table group 1, table group 2, table group 3, and table group 4. And so that a bunch of people sit in this group of tables, and it's like a squarish, but it isn't like a square. It's more like a blobbish square. And some of them are some really long squares,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them are really blobbish.
Yeah.
I love blobs.
Are we in a blobbish square right now?
No.
We're in a rectangle.
We're in a square.
Yeah.
Are we squares?
No.
Okay, thank you.
So you're in the table groups. What did you guys do?
So we had a class competition, and whoever bring in the most Chloe Care supplies would get a cupcake party, but I still got the cupcake party, even though my table group didn't win because I'm doing this.
I think that's what we call fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called fair, too.
Yeah, I'll say.
I mean, I'd like to throw you a cupcake party every day for the work that you're doing.
That would be amazing, but that would be a lot of stomach aches.
Oh, okay.
No doubt.
So it's good that you know that cupcakes give you stomach aches, so don't have too many.
It's happened to me before.
Well,
yeah.
Happened to me again. You know, we learn and then we forget.
We do forget.
That's the
because they're
rub.
Yummy.
We're going to take a little break.
Mm-hmm. Just really quick.
When we come back, you're 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can teach us a few things, and maybe you can tell us sort of, are there any people out there, any celebrities or singers or people on the Disney Channel or wherever they are that inspire you? We'll be right back and we'll find out from Miss Chloe.
OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
It's like the Netflix for podcasts.
With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, plus dozens of comedy albums.
New episodes and albums are released every week.
All the archives of WTF with Marc Maron and all Earwolf and Wolfpop shows. Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month.
And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial.
To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout. That's howl.fm and use promo code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
OMFG!
Okay, we are back with Miss Chloe of Chloe Cares.
Yay! Cheers!
By the way, your outfit is super cute.
Thank you.
Okay. It's got like lace on the shoulders, hot pink.
With gray, my favorite
gray
combination.
And hot pink stripes, and then like a tutu skirt.
Yeah,
on the dress.
With some jeggings. I have some jeggings on.
And let's not forget there's a beautiful, like, Senorita flower on the side of your head, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. So I hear you have brought your iPad in because you want to show us or teach us something?
Yes.
What you got?
We got some GarageBand.
GarageBand on your iPad?
Yes.
What do you do on that?
So, the thing that you do, let me go to my apps. So, I go to my games, I go on GarageBand, and then I have a bunch of these songs.
You make songs?
Yeah. Wait, would I be able to play them on this?
You sure would.
Okay. Absolutely. Love to hear one.
Ha, ha, ha.
dancing, dancing crazy. We're 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 dancing, dancing crazy.
All right.
That's really good.
Oh, wow. I feel like I went through something.
So you just sat down, opened it up, started laying tracks, and that's what you came up with?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I feel like I was at a rave.
It felt really good. I felt some plur. Did you
I
feel any plur?
I did feel major plur.
So
wait,
good.
Are
you're
we
natural.
Still on break?
No,
we've been recording.
What?
Oh. I love that question.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? Oh.
You don't have to have a favorite.
No, I'm thinking, a hedgehog. I love hedgehogs.
Oh.
I really want to have a hedgehog.
We learned about hedgehogs of Instagram on our podcast. Have you ever seen any hedgehogs on Instagram?
Huh? Okay.
No, I've seen a girl on YouTube, but she is, I forgot her username on there, but she does makeup tutorials, but she has like thousands of, like she has like a bird and she has a hedgehog, and I think she has,
Was that me or you?
That was my stomach.
Oh my gosh, I really thought that was me.
Mine's been doing that all day.
I was like, wow.
I didn't even think that was going to happen.
Well, you never can. Look, it's going to happen when it's going to happen.
I told my mom that wasn't going to happen at here.
A belly
she
gurgle?
She told me that shouldn't happen.
Sounds like it happens a lot if you guys are trying to figure out when it isn't going to happen. You got a gurgly belly.
I don't know why I do, but I just do.
It's talking to you.
So I'm going to just recommend a couple hedgehogs to follow on Instagram.
You guys, it's not a joke. You're going to go
we
crazy.
We learned this from our guest, Kimmy Lucas, and she told us Amelia Hedgehog is a very good one. There's also Hedgehographer.
Hedgehographer?
Yeah.
What?
That one, yeah.
What is that supposed to stand
Here, I'm
for?
Gonna,
like a hedgehog in a whoa.
And a photographer. So they...
Hedgehographer. Oh, that makes sense now.
But look at how cute this is.
Yeah, yes. I knew she was going to go crazy. It's crazy
and it's
cute.
Just,
I need a hedgehog.
It's just endless pictures of adorable hedgehogs.
They'll put hedgehogs in a little teacup. Hedgehogs, it's ridiculous. It's so good. It's really a delight.
Here's a
teacup photo. That's...
Yeah, it's pretty.
So cute.
It's pretty sweet, and it just brings a little light to your day, you know?
Yeah.
My day was going so well, but now it's going like the best day ever. Because I got this cotton candy frappuccino.
Amen.
Amen.
And then I got some banana nut bread.
Great.
I love banana nut
Me
bread.
Me too.
Yeah,
perfect.
It's amazing. And then I see some hedgehogs that are super cute. So it makes my day better.
Pretty much a perfect day.
Yeah, and the other good thing is that I'm here.
Oh, you're
that
so
is
sweet.
So nice.
Chloe, where do they find you? If I had fabric or if I would just wanted to contact you, where do I go?
You would go on my website, www.chloecares.com with Chloe and the K and Cares with the K.
Okay. Chloe Cares, P.O. Box 17176. Irvine, California, 92623.
And that's where we would send the fabric?
Yes.
Or you could send deodorant?
Yeah, you can send, what is it called? Donations.
Donations of any kind.
Well, speaking of donations, Miss Emily...
And Deanna,
but Emily did the legwork on it. I'm going to give her all the credit. She... marched herself and got a nice little bag of donations we wanted to give to you. Oh, look at her face. The smile.
So we're going to send you off today with, I think it's enough for six Chloe Cares packages.
Can you, Emily, give it to her? I'm excited for her to see it. So, it looks like that I added to your good day, did it?
Yes!
She's so excited!
Oh my goodness! Oh, this is amazing!
Oh, good.
And we needed a bunch bunch of this stuff anyways.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're almost all out of deodorant. We're all out of hand sanitizer.
There's some in there.
What else am I out of? I forgot.
And then, I didn't see nail clippers and tampons on your list, but I threw them in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it was such a joy, you know, buying those things and being able to give them to you to help your cause, because what you're doing is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Do you want me to tell you a cool word?
A code word?
A cool word.
Oh, a cool word.
It's all we want out of life cool words.
That's why we're
Miss Chloe.
Well, I think I have three. I have three cool words.
Give them.
So I have BT Dubs.
Love it.
I have FYI.
Great.
Okay.
And then TMI.
Can you put FYI in a sentence for us, please?
FYI, I saw Chloe on TV.
Oh,
for
FYI,
your information.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to hear Emily, we're going to start using
I'm
that.
I'm going to try to work it in.
That's
every day.
Very good. Thank you.
And then TMI means if somebody told you, you take showers with your mom.
Yeah, that's TMI.
What if
TMI.
Somebody said that? TMI. Too much information. TMI, TMI, TMI.
TMI, TMI.
Yeah, there's a kid at my school, and his name's Thomas, and he always, there's this kid, Michael, at my school, and Michael said something, and then he said, TMI, TMI, TMI.
TMI Thomas, shout out.
He is such a TMI Thomas. Look, Thomas needs to just take the information every now and again. You know what
Thomas
I mean?
Thomas kept on saying TMI, TMI, TMI.
TMI, TMI, TMI.
I can't say it so much.
You're such a doll.
You're so adorable. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are delighted to have you. Thank you for gracing us with
your
presence and for it to be your first podcast ever. Take that, the real.
Thank you so much, Chloe.
You're welcome.
OMFG!
You guys couldn't see what was happening.
Magic.
But Chloe, when she was playing her music, her garage band tunes that she created.
Which were insanely good,
by the way.
They
were really friggin' good.
What the F?
We were all dancing our pants off in here.
Yep.
She was like hands up in the air. You know, we were raving in the studio.
It turned into a rave.
And I had the best time.
She had surprisingly amazing jams. I wasn't sure, you know, when she was like, can I play you some songs?
I thought it was going to be like, bum, bum, deep. Boop, bop.
Right.
You know?
Which is what I would have created at 9 years old.
Yeah.
I remember, actually, I made up a song that went something like this.
Ooh.
Bubbles. My name is Bubbles. I mean, it was terrible. That's not a song.
Was that the...
That's it.
The totality?
Yeah.
Bubbles. Well, Emily, my name is Bubbles.
Thank
is
you
that a
it.
Song?
I recorded it.
Oh.
I put it to tape, cassette tape.
I see.
Yeah, we didn't have GarageBand. But you know what? She had some actual jams.
What I'm concerned about for your song is just the brevity of it.
It's
I feel
lacking
like
some meat. There was one more line, and I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
When you put me in the bathtub, I go pop. That was it.
Well, that sort of rounded it out a little bit. I feel better.
It satisfied something for you?
It feels like something, you know?
Maybe I should ask Chloe if we could put it to one of her beats.
Full circle.
Anyway, she was so great, and she really did inspire me. I mean, she's just a little human who speaks her mind, who feels her feelings, and who sees an injustice and takes to the streets. I really admire this little lady.
Another thing you guys couldn't see is when Emily brought over the bag, her face, she just had this dumbfounded giant smile on her face, and she was genuinely so grateful and happy to have it.
So anything that you guys can send our friend Chloe Cares,
should
please,
I read that
I'm
that
gonna
again
read it up.
Okay
yeah.
Great,
why don't we read it? Well, of course now. Here it is. You can ship it to Chloe Cares, P.O. Box 17176, Irvine, California 92623. And you better believe that when she opens that package, there's just joy, just sheer joy.
And we want to just say thank you to all of you guys for, you know, tweeting and Instagramming us and leaving comments on iTunes. A special thank you to at Marissa GNY, at Marissa GNY. She wrote at Little Leap and at OMFG Pod. Please tell me the message board you frequented was the JJB. Now, apparently... Mm-hmm. Did I say this before?
No.
Why are you smiling at me?
I'm just wondering.
The JJB is some sort of in sync message board that her and Palmieri were on and like jammed about in our Twitter feed.
Good lordy
lord. Lord.
So much
lord.
We don't know that we don't even know we don't know.
But you know what we do know?
What?
TMI.
BTW.
And FYI.
Thank God.
So sweet.
But I loved, you know what? It felt actually very good to know it.
I do like knowing, you know? And
yeah.
And I love that. I know I could tell she already floated this by her mom.
Her mom was smiling ear to ear, just like, oh, these girls know.
They know. But she didn't deny her. Nope. She was like, yeah, those are your terms, yep, and they need to know them, which was adorable.
Thank you, Chloe, and thank you to her mom. And thank you guys for listening. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
Always going to trip you up.
Sometimes.
And you can follow us at OMFG Pod.
Bye. Hello, hello. This is Nagin Farsad, the host of Fake the Nation, where we talk about politics, we talk about news, and we have a laugh.
We were laughing.
Every week, a cast of my funniest, smartest, and most politically astute friends, people like John Fugelsang, Liz Winstead, Dean Obidala, and others, tackle all the major issues like climate change.
America leads the world in people who think climate change is fake, but pro wrestling is real.
Guns!
I started calling the NRA the AK-47%.
Filibuster? I don't even know her! Okay, that's not a major issue, but it's a really great pun. Guys, there's gonna be insightful commentary, but also maybe some real great poop jokes.
Thank the Nation!
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.